when it gets too out of hand, or I'll start dumping them in the Jamba. There's like a dump for this. But I guess any group thread I'm in has a dump. It's right. It's just built into the group. Like Jordan said, which is, I thought it was hilarious. You're like, you don't read all the ones sitting. He's like, that's impossible. and you're just like, no, I'm not listening to all that. I mean, and even him was trying to be polite. Well, there's no need. There's no reason to be. I mean, I appreciate that, but it's so much shit that I'm happy that you guys listen to whatever percentage you're finally listening to. I never would. I think you guys know that about me. You don't have to like be sensitive to be like, I actually didn't listen to all like 218 minutes of that. Like, no, that's cool. You never have to listen to. You never have to listen to any of them. You can listen to 2 minutes. I'm cool with it. But this is like, I guess this is like therapeutic for me, because I do feel good. So like, like I said, my dad could have done this even better than me. Like, he's the only person I know that's more talkative than me. Well, at least when I'm on fire, if you can believe that. So I gotta like just keep doing this, even if it's just in the dump, because it does feel good just to like. Or it's also when I feel good, I want to share all these things. And so, yeah, the podcast, to be good, it's got to come from your heart, or at least be authentic. So I think it's got to be, yeah, my podcast should be a little bit chaotic and at least try to have a point to the episode. But it's got to have the element of just hatters.